Family rules in India. 15-year-old Pavani lives in Bangalore, India, in a large three-story house with her mother, father, and her older brother, Vivan. Her grandmother and two unmarried aunts also live in the house. Pavani is a big fan of the famous Indian pop star Rahul Vaidya, and she is on her way to a concert in downtown Bangalore.
Bye, Mum. I'm off to the concert now. See you later.
Just a minute, Pavani. How are you getting there? Your father and I don't like it when you are out alone at night. It's not safe.
Mum, I told you last week already. I won't be alone, will I? I'll be with my friends. There's a whole group of us going.
Do we know these friends? Do we know their parents?
I don't know if you know them. They're friends from school. Anyway, what does it matter? Why are you giving me such a hard time? You never say anything to Vivan when he goes out alone at night.
Well, that's different. He's a boy. And he's older than you.
Not this again. Vivan's only 2 years older than me. And you and Dad often say that I'm far more responsible than he is. I get better grades than him and I'm never in trouble at school. Yet he's the one who gets to go out and do what he wants just because he's a boy. It's so unfair. And what about your niece Meera? She goes out on her own all the time.
We live in Bangalore, Pavani. Your cousin Meera lives in Canada and life is different there. And you have not answered my question yet. How are you getting to this concert?
Vivan is also going. He's giving me a lift. I did tell you. You never listen to anything I say.
Okay, that's good. Vivan will look after you. But you are not going out dressed like that, are you? You'd better not let your father see you.
You're always telling me what to wear, what to do, where to go, who I can see and who not. I can never do anything I want. Why do you always give me such a hard time? This is the 21st century, Mum. You can't treat me differently just because I'm a girl.
Hi there. What are you two talking about? Let's go, Pavani. We don't want to be late for the concert. Bye, Mum. Don't wait up for us.
Enjoy the concert, Vivan. Don't be back too late, Pavani. And behave yourself.
Hang on a minute. I have to behave myself while Vivan can enjoy himself. That's discrimination, Mum.
Leave me out of it, Pavani. It's not my fault I'm a boy. And now is not the time for a gender equality speech. Do you want a lift to the concert or not?
Family background. Pavani's parents had an arranged marriage. Her mother and father attended the same university and their parents introduced them to each other on graduation day. In India, a marriage is more than just two people who fall in love and get married. It is more like a union between two families, so the decision about who to marry is important for the whole family. Since extended families often live together, everybody has to get along, not just the bride and groom. In educated Indian families today, almost nobody is forced to get married to someone they don't like. Compared to Finnish parents, Indian parents have a lot more influence over the everyday lives of their children. They are also stricter with their daughters than with their sons.